in what was a wild day on Wall Street that involved a nearly 1,000-point turnaround, we have only one word: Omicron. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the first day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news headlines, have a bad corporate experience? There's always Twitter. Burger King has announced a menu change, and the reason will surprise you. Toys R Us is back and with brick and mortar. GM to enter into an international agreement, think EVs. We've got the Wall Street Report, and The Rock is rockin' with Netflix. For the interview, a conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne about supply chain problems and six ways to fix the system. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to a brand new month. It is the first day of December 2021. Grateful that you're along for the ride. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Let's go. When the markets opened today, investors came back to the table to buy. But following the revelation from Dr. Anthony Fauci that a case of the Omicron variant had been reported in California, the Dow took a wild ride and did nearly a 1,000-point U-turn, leading the markets further down. I'll have those numbers for you, by the way, in just a bit. Reports about that case is that the person traveled from South Africa to the U.S. on November 22 and was diagnosed with COVID on the 29th. Sources report the person is in self-quarantine and is doing better. Stay tuned. But it wasn't all bad news this evening. Shares of Five Below rallied by more than 10% in the extended session after the discount retailer reported third quarter results above Wall Street expectations despite challenging supply chain snags. You know, we found through personal experience that when confronted by a great customer experience or a lousy customer experience, and we mention that on Twitter, it gets corporate folks engaged rather quickly. Now, to be sure, we do tweet when we have great experiences, and we have been known to grumble a bit about poor corporate service. And that's the lead-in to this story about a customer and the Hertz rental car company. MarketWatch is reporting that a dissatisfied Hertz customer whose thread about a very bad experience trying to rent a car over Thanksgiving weekend went viral on Twitter this week and eventually got her a refund. Kate Klonick is an assistant professor at St. John's University School of Law, and she was so frustrated by her experience with a car rental company that she wrote a 5-page letter to Hertz, which she then posted in full on Twitter this past Tuesday. She described reserving a median sedan for pickup on the Sunday before Thanksgiving week to be used for 1 week at the quoted price of $343, or $414 after taxes. But when she arrived at the Brooklyn, New York Hertz location at her appointed time, she says that she waited in line for 2 hours before the customer service representative closed up shop for the day and told Klonick to call customer service to find another car. Meanwhile, Klonick's husband had tried calling the customer service line and was told that they could make a new reservation at a different location for, get this, $1,800. I had a contract, she said. I had met its terms. Hertz simply had to fulfill its side of the deal, is what Kalnick writes. A customer service rep sent them to two other locations, including LaGuardia Airport in Queens, to get a car, but it still took them days to finally get a vehicle which had mechanical problems, no gas in the tank, and was dirty, according to Klonick. The rental ended up costing them $943, more than $500 over the price in their original contract. Well, then she went to Twitter. and her post went viral, drawing more than 10,000 retweets and quote tweets and more than 42,000 likes. Many people chimed in with their own negative experience renting a car from Hertz. Well, it seems that venting on Twitter might have worked for Klalnick. She later tweeted that an executive customer service rep from Hertz corporate office called a little after 5 p.m. on Tuesday and refunded her entire amount that she requested on her credit card. Hertz has been hit with a few roadblocks as of late. The company laid off 10,000 employees across its North America operations to cut costs earlier in the pandemic. And it filed for Chapter 11 in May of last year, but exited bankruptcy earlier this summer, ready to capitalize on the rebounding travel economy. You know, sometimes larger menus just get in the way of convenience. CNBC is reporting that Burger King is cutting menu items as it looks to speed up its drive-thru times. The burger chain's drive-thru times have climbed over the past 9 to 12 months. That's according to Jose Sill, the CEO of the burger chain's parent company, Restaurant Brands International. Burger King isn't the only fast food chain to see its drive-up times slow down this year. C-Level HX's annual drive-thru survey found that customers spent nearly half a minute longer in the drive-thru lane compared with a year ago. The pandemic has led to a surge in drive-thru orders. The shift in consumer behavior has pushed restaurants to look for ways to speed up service times while the industry faces a labor crunch. Now, Sill did not specify which menu items could disappear, but said the goal is to simplify operations. In addition to slimming its menu, Burger King is also moving away from paper coupons in favor of its loyalty program and mobile app that has reshuffled many in the leadership team. Several months ago, we reported that Toys R Us, which is under new ownership, would at some time in the future start to open up brick-and-mortar stores. Well, it seems that time is now. USA Today is reporting that Toys R Us is opening a U.S. flagship store at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey, complete with a two-story slide, an ice cream parlor, and more than 10,000 toys. The two-level store is scheduled to make its debut in mid-December, just in time for last-minute holiday shoppers. This is the second effort to revive the toy brand in recent years. Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy in 2017 and closed all of its U.S. stores the next year. The Toys R Us brand, though, is still strong, and there are more than 900 stores globally with locations in 25 countries. The race to electric vehicles just received another jolt. CNBC is reporting that General Motors plans to form a new joint venture with a South Korean chemical company to produce the critical materials needed for EV batteries. That's a significant move to control its own supply chain and lessen the chances of disruptions in the future. The Detroit automaker said it signed a non-binding term sheet with POSCO, that's POSCO Chemical, to create the joint venture and expects to execute definitive agreements soon. The companies plan to open a new facility in North America in 2024. GM said the plant will produce critical battery materials known as cathode active material, or CAMs, for GM's electric vehicles. CAMs represent about 40% of the cost of a battery cell, said the automaker. GM's new batteries use cathodes made of nickel, cobalt, and other materials. Speaking of manufacturing more products in the U.S., stay with us for the interview with Congresswoman Cindy Axne of Iowa, who has announced a multi-prong approach to deal with supply chain issues that are impacting us all. That's coming up in the interview yet today. It was, as we said earlier, a wild day on Wall Street. At the open, the markets were moving well into the green. But then the afternoon session turned red after Dr. Anthony Fauci reported that a new case of the Omicron COVID variant had been detected in California. The Dow turned south and ended the day off by 461 points to close at 34,022, while the Nasdaq shed 283 points, falling to 15,254, and the S&P 500 fell by 53 points to close at 4513. You can add into the mix the fact that Congress is wrestling with keeping the federal government open after midnight on Friday. However, some GOP lawmakers are balking at the deal because they are opposed to President Biden's vaccine mandates. It is always, it seems, something. And finally, there is this. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is king of content over at Netflix. His heist drama, Red Notice, has officially become the streaming giant's most popular film, scoring over 328 million viewing hours in 18 days to edge out Sandra Bullock's Bird Box from the top spot. According to CNN, at least half of all subscribers around the world have viewed the film. It's a big effort from the streaming giant to draw a wider audience with more blockbuster hits. And a personal note, you gotta watch the series on Netflix called All American. You like football, you like beautiful actors and actresses, you will be hooked. It is called All American. All right, stay with us, because just a click away, a conversation with Congresswoman Cindy Axne, who says she is trying to get people and Congress to get serious about ways to put supply chain problems behind us. It's a great conversation about something other than wedge issues. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, just a click away.